Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Another base rate cut and quantitative easing. What does it mean and will it make any difference to you? Negotiating a pension deal, can you do a Sir Fred? And inheritance tax planning, why there's never been a better time to be generous. All this to come in this week's FT Money Show. I'm Matthew Vincent, and I'll be giving you the lowdown on all of these money matters in downloadable form with the help of my colleagues on FT Money, Charlene Goff.
Hello.
Steve Lodge.
Hello.
And Alice Ross.
Hello.
So let's start with the money news. On Thursday, the Bank of England cut the base rate to a new all-time low of 0.5%, the sixth cut since October. But it also said that it would expand the amount of money in the UK economy by £75 billion in an attempt to boost bank lending as part of a new policy of quantitative easing. But outside of the bank and economic textbooks, what actual difference will this make to your mortgage and savings? Charlene, let's take the base rate cut first of all. Another half a percentage point to 0.5, the lowest we've ever seen. Is it going to affect mortgage rates anytime soon?
Well, it will affect a lot of existing borrowers immediately. So those on tracker rates who have seen this really sharp fall in their interest payments in the last 6 months, paying rates as low as 0% now. We still have got a number of people on below base rate trackers, so they're seeing really cheap payments. New borrowers, as all of these recent rate cuts, you know, it hasn't done a huge amount for new borrowers. We have seen a few cheaper rates coming out, but we'll have to wait and see over the next few weeks whether lenders do come out with some better rates for new borrowers.
And in the immediate aftermath of the cut, were there any particular lenders that were quick off the mark to say that they would pass it on in full?
Yes, there have been, and that tends to happen when we're expecting a base rate cut. It was widely flagged. So we've had Lloyds, Nationwide and Halifax all coming.